Guerrilla gardener and London leader Richard Reynolds has been encouraging the capital's residents to pimp their pavement. So have they taken up the challenge, and what changes might we see?
Other than the obvious, which is a more attractive local environment, which was my initial motivation for doing it, what I particularly enjoy is the unexpected encounters with passers-by. Meeting neighbours who otherwise I'd have nothing to start up a conversation with and nothing to have sort of a shared conversation about, at least in the first place. There's a tree pit near me which I was filling up with soil. My girlfriend and I, we'd intended to take it on, and struck up conversation with a passerby who decided actually, no, she would like to finish this off. She had no garden of her own, and I've bumped into her many times since then and enjoyed watching her little tree pit flourish alongside ours just further down the pavement.
Do you think it actually makes a difference overall to how perhaps people feel about their area when they start to see things popping up and growing?
It has a huge impact. I know this from areas in other parts of the world where pimping your pavement is much more common. Thinking of places like Berlin and in New York, in Amsterdam. Partly because people don't have their own gardens, there is much more of an itch to just get out there and grow something. But in those spaces, there is a greater sense of ownership of that space. In Berlin, I had a dinner party on the street. It just seemed to be what that family did. They'd take out a trestle table and line it up next to their floral tree pits and have a good feast and chat to a few passers-by. It was a quiet residential area. I mean, there's no reason why we couldn't do that in London if they're doing it in Berlin, as far as I see. I mean, we're not talking about south of France or anything.
In terms of doing a project like this, then, how helpful has it been for you being a London leader?
Being a London leader is a step towards trying to do these public transformations with permission. Now, I've been doing it as a guerrilla gardener now for 6.5 years with great success, but I do know that some people don't want to take the risk of doing something criminal, and there surely is more to be achieved if those with the authority, and occasionally with the purse strings, are also behind this. And I think the momentum is moving in that direction. People see what guerrilla gardeners are doing and realise we're not quite as crazy as the name might suggest. So I've been able to have meetings with two local authorities now who are both making the right noises that they want to support this. And we're at the stage now of having more meetings and trying to work out how this can be scaled up. And whilst gardening comes naturally to me, I'm persevering with the bureaucracy to see how far this can go.
And generally, what's the concerns of the councils that you've spoken to? I mean, do they have no concerns, or are they got certain things they are bringing up?
The concerns are there isn't really the space to start with. So the fear would be, oh, you know, you're asking for slabs to be removed and major engineering works in pavements for this to be possible. There are concerns about health and safety, that people might complain that this is a danger, or that it's become scrappy and scruffy because it's not looked after, and then the responsibility falls back onto them, which therefore has a cost. There are plenty of concerns, but it's all theoretical. You know, they're not concerns based on what has actually happened. And pimping your pavement is happening in London in all sorts of parts, independent of my activity. And so I'm trying to sort of shine a light on what's been successful elsewhere as a way of encouraging these local authorities to make it happen more.
And you mentioned purse strings. Is it really a costly exercise?
It's not a costly exercise, no. And I'm not expecting local authorities to fund this at all, actually. I don't think that's where their money should be spent. And part of the attraction for them, I hope, is that they realise that the passion that people have for gardening and the money they're prepared to put into that when it's their private space can spill over a little bit into the public place and bring them an immediate benefit and all of us.
That's guerrilla gardener Richard Reynolds.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.